With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, it's Adani Football Friday on Pomp and Joe today. One of our favorite times each Friday is when Nick Kostos joins us, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. There he is, Dr. Kostos. How are you, sir? And what do you got for us here on Steelers-Bengals other than a million points?
Well, I don't think, great to be on with you guys. I don't know that the betting market's expecting there to be a million points in this game. The total starts with a 4, which I find curious. Total in the game is 49. And the game will be played on November 16th. And that is an important date because it will be 1 month to the day, October 16th, that these two teams played on Thursday Night Football, and the Steelers lost that terrible game on the road in Cincinnati. There were 64 points scored in that game, 33-31. And look, I would only bet the over in this game. I do agree with that, with your thought on that game, on that part of the game, Joe. I think the big storyline for me surrounding this game, and I'm guessing you guys agree, you know, Aaron Rodgers, to me, on Sunday night against the Chargers, and we have seen quarterbacks when they get into their 40s or towards the end of their careers, at some point, like, father time comes for all of us. And for Tom Brady, it was kind of gradual in that final season in Tampa. Doesn't want to take hits, offensive line falling apart. You know, Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl in his final season in Denver, but it's what, historically great defense. He had a noodle arm, like, couldn't throw the ball down the field, and it was kind of a gradual breakdown for Peyton Manning. It seemed like Aaron Rodgers fell off the cliff in those 3 hours on Sunday night in Southern California. And I kind of look at this game, and I sincerely am not trying to be dramatic here. Like, I'm not saying this for clicks. It is good content, but that's not why I'm saying it. I think if Rodgers can't play well against the Bengals defense, I kind of think, like, it's over. Like, it's over for him, and it's probably over for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. He has to play well. This Bengals defense is so bad. Like, so bad. I would be stunned if he didn't have a better performance. I think Jaylen Warren's going to have a nice game. Bengals can't stop the run. They're going to have no pass rush without Trey Hendrickson. We should get some DK Metcalf shots down the field here. Who knows? Like, maybe MVS ends up playing some this weekend and catching a long pass from Aaron Rodgers or two. And on the flip side, like, Joe Flacco tore up the Steelers defense when they played on October 16th. The one thing that I'm hoping for, and I'm not expecting Pittsburgh to pitch a shutout here, but that performance, guys, was so bad against the Bengals the first time they played, specifically as it concerned Ja'Marr Chase. 23 targets, 16 catches, 161 yards, and a touchdown. You would hope that the defensive game plan includes, hey, let's cover Ja'Marr Chase in this game. I would only bet the Steelers in the game, guys. I haven't yet. I do like the over as well. I do think it's a bounce back spot for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm concerned, but I think the Steelers get over the hump.
Is 5.5 a pretty comfy number for you?
if I had to bet the game, Donnie, I would lay the Steelers. So it's not like I look at this and say it's too many points. Like, I don't think we can discount how bad the Bengals defense is. Like, the Steelers are going to score in this game. I think it really comes down to, and look, I can throw the question back at you guys, right? You guys cover the Steelers really closely, the Steelers fans, I think, right? Do you trust the Steelers defense to hold the Bengals offense down enough so that Pittsburgh can win this game by margin? Or do you think, like, with a couple minutes to go, like, the outcome of the game is going to be in doubt?
I don't trust the Steelers defense, if that's the question. Absolutely not. They're different week to week.
I think you should probably look at betting the Bengals. I have a little more faith in the Steelers defense. Second time that they've seen this team, that I think Pittsburgh could potentially win this game by margin.
So do you feel, Nick, if Aaron Rodgers has another bad one against a defense that is historically bad? I mean, they've been doing this thing in the NFL for over a century now, and they are up there with teams that we didn't even know existed back in like the 19-teens. If Aaron Rodgers is bad again, you're ready to make a change.
If he's bad like he was against the Chargers, yeah, where he's missing throw, So the camera will show Rodgers all the time because he's such like a lightning rod, right? And throughout his career, he gets pissed at the players on the team, like a wide receivers, if they're not like, you know, like he'll look at DK Metcalf and make do like this little head motion, and Metcalf like doesn't do what Devontae Adams did. Like, Devontae Adams knew what to do because they played forever. And you can see Rodgers getting frustrated, whether it's Metcalf, whether it's Calvin Austin, whether it's the line, whether it's the running backs. Like, he's getting pissed, and he's done that throughout his career. Donnie, to me, and maybe I'm reading too far into it, I don't think I am. This is like a kind of like a psychological thing, right? I think like he knows that he's nearing the end. That that's what it looked like. It was really bad on Sunday, and you could see the frustration and like the resignment in his eyes a little bit on Sunday night. So if we get to the end of this game and the conversation is like Rodgers played against the Bengals like he did against like the Chargers, I don't think they would make a change, but I honestly think they should consider going to Mason Rudolph if that happens. I'm not sure that it will. Bengals defense way worse than the Chargers. But if he has a repeat performance like that, I don't understand why you'd play him the rest of the year.
Nick Kostos on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's a Donnie Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Nick, I don't want to take you off guard here. Do you do college games? Because we have an awfully big one.
Oh, yeah.
In Pittsburgh this weekend. Last I checked, it was 12.5. Pitt is trying desperately to, you know, carve a spot in the college football landscape this season. Notre Dame is Notre Dame. This is big stuff on Saturday. What's your feel?
Well, what did you guys, I'm sure you talked about it. I didn't love, and I'm not even a Pitt fan or whatever, I didn't love Pat Narduzzi saying, yeah, we could lose by 100 as long as we win the final. pretty dumb thing to say, right?
That thing made national headlines, yes.
Well, it's like the funniest part about that is, like, let's say that we knew for sure, like, Pitt wins out in ACC play and, like, they will play for the conference championship. Then it's like, you still don't want to say something like that, but it's like somewhat, like he could think it and not say it out loud, and it's
yes,
an okay thought to have.
Well,
right?
That's,
get
that's
killed by Notre Dame. But if we win,
right,
like, but they're not even, they don't control their own destiny.
Yeah, the mechanism from thinking it to saying it sometimes is broken with Narduzzi, but what's your thought on the game?
Just like, it's a crazy thing to say. So, betting wise here, guys, we see this every week. Bettors love Notre Dame, and Notre Dame gets bet on game days all the time. So I say that, give you that to give you this, right? My sense is that Notre Dame will get bet in between now and kickoff tomorrow. I'd like to see how far this goes. Like, is it 13? Is it 13.5? Is it 14? I don't think it's impossible that that happens. I am going to wait until the last possible second, get the best number I can. I actually want to bet Pitt in this game. Mm. And I was actually having a conversation with a friend this week who was asking me about the game. And I was like, just so you know, someone who doesn't like follows college football, but like in a hot takey kind of way, like knows all the big teams. I think when you think about Pitt, especially Pat Narduzzi Pitt, You're thinking about low scoring, grinding it out. And obviously, you guys know in your audience, so it's like, that's not what this Pitt team is. Like, they're scoring tons of points. It's the quarterback change. They're throwing the ball everywhere. And I do think that Pitt can score enough to stay in this game. Now, like, the handicap of the game, I think, hinges on, because people will tell you Pitt has, like, this legendary run defense, one of the best, not a legendary, but one of the best in the country. Now here's Jeremiah Love in the Notre Dame run game. And if Notre Dame's going to run for like 6 yards a carry, like they're going to win this game by 20. So do you have confidence that Pitt can at least hold off the Notre Dame run game a little bit? I do think that Pitt can score enough to fall inside the number here. I don't want to bet it now. I'd like to see where it goes. Wait until the last second. See if I can get 13, 13 and a half, or 14 with Pitt.
Now, Nick, for people that may be interested in that, do you think that will be more of a early tomorrow morning type move, you know, as we get very close to kickoff? It's a noon kick, so 24 hours from now, the game will be underway. Do you think that's like a Saturday morning, hey, here's Notre Dame at this number, and it keeps, you know, it keeps moving?
Yeah, I check in, like, you know, I'm guessing a lot of people that won't, like, a lot of your audience will be into the game. Like, before the game starts, like 10 minutes before the game starts, see what the number is. And if you like Pitt, like, you don't have to make the bet just because, like, I think it's a good bet. You can think Notre Dame kills them, right? And maybe that happens. Take a look a couple minutes before kickoff. My guess is, it's an educated guess, but it is a guess. I can be wrong. I think the number will be higher tomorrow than it is today for Notre Dame.
All right, Nick, we can finish it with this. It looked like Drake May looks like he's only bolstering his MVP case. I mean, some people have him as the favorite suddenly. So I like to check in from week to week. How about the Patriots as the number one seed? Are they a great bet for that right now, given their schedule? And what about Drake May as the MVP? Who's your favorite right now?
Yeah, well, I think, like, if I had a crystal ball and I could tell you what Matthew Stafford's going to do, if Matthew Stafford plays well and the Rams beat the Seahawks on Sunday, Stafford's going to be the favorite on Monday. Because it's going to be, okay, like, Drake May killed the Jets, and Matthew Stafford beat the Seahawks. So I don't think we're going to know, and I do think the Rams will beat Seattle. So my guess is that Matthew Stafford is the MVP favorite come Monday morning. And I wouldn't discount Patrick Mahomes here, where the Chiefs, and like, I know I sound like I'm not a Chiefs fan. I just think they're awesome.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And I think they may win every game the rest of the year. So I still wouldn't discount Mahomes. As far as the Patriots and the one seed, so They have 9 wins right now. The Colts are on bye. The Broncos are likely to lose this weekend, so that'll help the Patriots in their quest for the 1 seed. And Joe, to your point, like the schedule for the Patriots next week at the Bengals, and like by the time Joe Burrow comes back, they're going to be, I'm not interested in the Bengals conversation at all. Like, they're done. Patriots should beat the Bengals and then should beat the Giants. Then they go on their bye. And here's where it gets a little interesting, right? Host Buffalo, then at Baltimore, but finish at the Jets and then home against Miami. So let's just say that they lose those 2 games, right? Buffalo and Baltimore. You're looking at 13-4 New England. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, can the Indianapolis Colts, you know, get the 1 seed? They've got 2 losses right now. Well, they're at the Chiefs next week. Like, probably going to lose that game. Home Houston, at Jacksonville, at Seattle, home Niners, home Jacksonville, at the Texans. Feels like Indy's going to lose a couple more games for the rest of the year here. So look, what's the most likely outcome? I do think Patriots 1 seed is the most likely outcome. Do I think it's like some extraordinary bet given that they're the favorite? I don't.
All right, I know you have to go, but I'm fascinated by Denver, Kansas City. I got
you for another couple minutes if you'd like.
I want Kansas City's reign to end as the AFC West champions. They annoy me. Who do you like in that game?
Well, if you'll allow me to channel my inner Wade Barrett for all the wrestling fans out there, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. So look, just to give everyone an indication of how the betting market feels, and if you're out there and you're like, hey, I disagree with this, cool. Like, the betting market doesn't have to be right, but there's a lot of money into it from really smart people. The Chiefs are 5-4. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl at 5-4, the number one choice on the board.
Wow.
Denver's 8-2. Denver's the home team in this game. Now, like, Pittsburgh has a great home field advantage, right? And the fans travel really well. Denver has a better home field advantage than the Steelers because Denver plays at altitude. So Denver's one of the best home fields. Kansas City is like 3.5 or 4 at Denver. The intimation there, if you want to give Denver, let's call it 2 points for home field, right? Is that Kansas City 6 on a neutral. And then you flip home field and you give Kansas City home field at Arrowhead. I don't know if it's enough to get you through 7 because 7 is like one of the most key numbers. Let's call it 7. So if it's Chiefs hosting Denver, Kansas City's a 7-point favorite. Does that change the way you want to bet this game? Maybe. Maybe you think it's too many points for the Chiefs to be favored by. So I don't want to lay Kansas City. The Chiefs have had some weird losses this year. Some weird, you know, things go against them where, you know, candidly, I think the Chiefs this year are better than they were last year. But that Chiefs team last year went 15-1 in regular season games where they tried and lost to Denver in the last game when they played all the backups. So I don't know if the Chiefs are going to win this game by 6 points or 7 points. That's what you need for them to cover. But do I think they're going to win? Yes. I would be stunned if the Broncos won the game. So what I'll do is put the Chiefs in money line parlays. Like, I would be floored if the Chiefs lost to Bo Nix. Will they win by 6? Maybe not. And if they're favored by 4, you need them, because games don't land 5. You need them to win by 6 or 7 or 8 or 10. I don't know if that's going to happen, but guys, I do think the Chiefs will win.
Wow. To all of that, I hear you. But Denver at home, I don't even think they've played well. And they're sitting at 8-2. They beat Indy, as far as I'm concerned. That was a crap call at the end. They beat the Eagles. And now they're playing at home against the Chiefs. That's interesting.
The quarterback's bad. Like, he's bad.
I respectfully disagree. He is 18.
You think Bo Nix is good?
Yeah. He has 18 touchdowns, 8 picks, and he's run for a bunch of touchdowns.
Joe. Like, let's not do this. Like, he's terrible. Did you watch? Like, you watched the. He's terrible.
I think it might be a little bit clouded.
I bet them to make the playoffs this year.
He's had bad games, but a lot of quarterbacks have had. In his career, he's got 47 touchdowns and 20 picks, and he runs all over the place.
Here's what I know. When you watch them play, Sean Payton calls the offense like it's a college offense. They have no straight up, like drop back passing offense because Bo Nix can't do it. So many of these passes are behind the line of scrimmage. He's not even scrambling the way he should be. The betting market's saying, and it doesn't have to be right, what it thinks of Bo Nix, he's 3.5 at home against the Chiefs, and they're 2.5 games up on them.
He hasn't been great,
not good.
But his numbers are still good. And last year when he went up against Kansas City, it was 22-30 for 215 and 2 touchdowns and no picks and ran against him. I think he's a good player. I think he's a good player.
Here's what I think you should do, and I mean this. There's no sarcasm in this at all. You guys know me well enough. I've been coming on your show for a couple seasons now. Nothing's a lock. I can be wrong about anything. I think you should bet the Broncos on Sunday. If that's how you feel. I'm not joking.
I know.
Not saying that's
I hear you.
Ass. And
I mean,
you can win. I don't have to be right.
One of these years, Kansas City.
I am right about that.
Bad is a strong word for a guy with 18 TDs, 8 picks, who's also a really good runner.
Okay, like he's
also
not
a really
good
runner.
Okay, how about this? Do you guys have like 2 more minutes here?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So I have considered like some content for my show today. So these are quarterbacks age 25 and younger. I'm going to give you names. You tell me if you would take this quarterback over Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yep. Donnie, you playing in this game?
Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Daniels, yes.
Drake May.
Yes.
May.
Caleb Williams.
Absolutely not.
You are absolutely not.
I think I would
You're
take Williams.
Crazy.
Okay.
Bo Nix can't do 1/100th of the things physically that Caleb Williams can
do. A lot of guys can do things physically,
so
and he's got a great coordinator too, by the way. But I'm taking Bo Nix there. Yeah,
I would take Williams.
Of course you would. That's why you're Donnie football. CJ Stroud.
Nope. CJ Stroud. You're not going to rip CJ Stroud?
Nix can't run a real NFL offense. This offense the Broncos run is not a real offense.
Have you seen CJ Stroud over the last year and a half?
If you put C.J. Stroud behind the Broncos offensive line with Sean Payton as his coach, like he'd be cooking with gas. He made it to the final four of the AFC his first 2 years.
Bo Nix took a team that stinks to the playoffs last year. He was really good last season.
Donnie, Stroud or Nix?
All things even, I'd go Stroud.
Okay. Cam Ward or Bo Nix?
What?
I'm going to go Nix there.
Okay, I'll go Cam Ward because Cam Ward can run an NFL offense. J.J. McCarthy.
Okay, now I'm leaving. Now I'm going to leave the room.
I might.
You're
take
talking
over J.J. McCarthy, but these are I'm quarterbacks 25 or younger
McCarthy.
That are starting. It's just the full list.
He has
Michael Penix Jr.
Oh my God, Bo Nix is sitting here. Bo Nix is sitting here.
I'm just
with 47
names.
Touchdowns and 20 picks and 7 rushing touchdowns and almost 700 yards rushing. Late in games, he beat the Eagles this year. He had a miracle comeback where he was great late against the Giants. You make him sound like he's Mason Rudolph, who I'm sure you take above him too.
Mason Rudolph should maybe be starting for the Steelers, but I have a couple. So Trevor Lawrence.
Bo Nix, yeah.
I would go Lawrence.
And then Bryce Young is obviously Bo Nix. So Nick's over a couple of the guys at the end. But I mean, I guess my point is he's not even one of like the 7 best quarterbacks 25 or younger.
In your opinion.
I actually think like that might be fact.
Nick, we appreciate the time, my friend.
You got it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets the episode. And listen, we should have like a side bet.
We will.
You want to take Denver to win the game or no? They're a home team on Sunday.
I'll take them to cover. Let's have a little side action here.
I don't want to bet the Chiefs to cover.
Like, if you win, I'll take Donnie and Austin out to a steak dinner.
Let's go, Nick.
No, you know what? I'll take the Broncos outright. We'll do that.
Okay, so what's the bet? Chiefs versus Broncos.
I don't know what we're allowed to do and not on the air, but give me something.
I don't know. Let's have Austin text me. We'll figure
we'll
it out. I can like
it.
Donate
All
money
right.
to a charity of
sure.
your choice. Or like, how about this? I will buy your entire crew lunch one day.
That sounds great.
From somewhere of your choice. And we can figure out what I get. If
there
the
we go.
Chiefs win.
I'll buy you a Kansas City Chiefs Mahomes jersey.
I will never. I'm 42 years old. I wouldn't even wear a Giants jersey. Wait, how many members are on your crew? Because I don't know if you think I'm Jeff Bezos.
Just us three.
Here.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay,
we
the
need.
Three of you. I'll, if the Broncos win, I'll buy lunch for the three of you, and we can figure out something otherwise.
That sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. Wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck.
There's going to be maximum sweats losing bets here for me if I don't get it. That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Donnie, what did you make of that conversation?
That was electric.
That was good stuff. I mean, I'll hear that Bo Nix has been disappointing compared to year one. But to say he's bad, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I watched, even in games where he has struggled, he came back and beat the Eagles in Philly. I don't think you just do that by, like, luck or if you're Duck Hodges or something.
Now,
you know?
do you have any extra, like, feeling toward Bo Nix? Because I do know, and I applaud you for this, because you went outside the box a little bit, but was he not your MVP pick?
He was.
Because he was. I feel like in the past where I have picked somebody to either win MVP or some sort of award, I feel a little bit hesitant to jump off that and admit, like, hey, you know, they're not quite where
I was hoping they were. I was clear there that he's been disappointing from what I thought he'd be for year one. But he's thrown for 18 touchdown passes, Donnie. And I've watched their games. They've been horrific offensively in some. But when they've needed him to win games, he's won games for them. How many guys in the league have more touchdown passes than him?
Well, I think Rodgers is rated 18.
Herbert, May, Goff, and Stafford. So he's fifth in the league in touchdown passes. Like, it's not... To say that he's bad, to me, is sort of ridiculous, honestly.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that he's a bad quarterback, but they do have an offense that doesn't strike fear into me. Like, if the Steelers did have to go to Denver for a playoff game, I'm much more worried about how they could possibly go at that defense and attack that defense than anything.
Right. Now, I hear that. I hear that, but name some offenses where the quarterback hasn't been bad for a little bit this season. He became the first quarterback in NFL history, I might add, to have two passing touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns in the fourth quarter of a game in that Miracle Giants game, and he's in the top five combined rushing and throwing touchdowns to this point in his career ever. So for me to sit here and say he's a bad quarterback is ludicrous. I'm sorry. He's been erratic. He's in his second season. Caleb Williams?
I think Williams is going to be coming around here pretty quickly with Ben Johnson.
Maybe.
But I'm also not going to say that Bo Nix is an outright bad player. Certainly, I mean, I would take him here right now. I know that we're in a bit of a desperate situation.
I would take him here in a second.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really deny that he has been productive now.
Productive and winning, I might add. And again, he beat the Colts this year. That game ended on a crap call where they called a guy for jumping over the blocker on a field goal. So it was off, and by the way, he was 22 of 30 for 206 with three touchdowns in that game. People have seen him be horrible. And then be horrible against the Jets and Giants. That's inarguable. But all my points stand. And the Raiders, by the way, he wasn't good. And yet they sit here at 8-2. And do you know what happened in the fourth quarter against Philly and Philly, Donnie?
They were down three scores, I want to say, at least two scores, and they came back and won.
They were down 17-3, and then Bo Nix led them on a 64-yard drive at 17-10, and then Bo Nix threw an 11-yard touchdown pass. It's 18-17, and then he hit the two-point conversion, and then he led them on a field goal drive. I mean, 18 fourth-quarter points in Philly ain't bad.
That's something that not many people can say. I mean, and there's somebody, and I know that this has popped up in conversation before, somebody in the YouTube chat says he's pretty much just Kenny Pickett. That is extremely off.
That's just
off base.
Stupid. I just
he
said
is
a stat.
Much
listen,
player.
Listen. I mentioned guys I think are better than him. Clearly, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, absolutely better than him. Somebody mentions Kenny Pickett, and then I say to you, through whatever, however many games this dude has played, it's something like 8 and 15, like 25, something like that. He's in the top five in the history of the sport for combined throwing and running touchdowns, and some idiot out there is throwing Kenny Pickett at me? What are we doing?
The guy who has 15 touchdown passes in his career.
Anyway, man, now am I pumped for that Denver-Kansas City game on Sunday. Can you give me Kostos' number?
I can.
I'm going to text him during that game.
So what are the stakes then? We receive a steak dinner if the Chiefs win, and we receive a steak dinner if the Broncos win?
No, I think you get a lunch. If the Chiefs win, you guys get a lunch from Costos. You know what? If the Broncos win that game, I'm going to be so celebratory that if they win outright, I'm going to take you and Donnie out for a steak dinner.
There we go, Donnie. Mark it down. It's out there.
Donnie, we watching that game then Sunday with great interest, aren't we?
I'm going to have that game. There's actually two 4:20. That 4 o'clock window is great on Sunday.
There will be no Bo Nix slander around here. I can tell you that right now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
12:46, it's a time check brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales in Pine Creek. Join the fan Monday night, November 17th. It's a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino. We're celebrating winning our Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. Wouldn't be possible without you. So the fans buying, and that's true. It literally would not be possible without you. The fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. Come raise a glass with us, hang out with your favorite hosts, including Donnie Football, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Radio. Can't wait to see you there. Come say hello from 6 to 8 p.m. Donnie, you're going to be there, right?
I will.
You looking forward to it? I sure am.
I am. Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
We still need to have a locker room type celebration with champagne and cigars. Would you agree on that?
Yeah, I do think that's coming down the road. I don't know if a date has been decided yet.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Limits, it's time for Bechtold's Breakdown.
I will also be there on Monday. The Bechtold Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating, our good friend
Jake. Seems like Limits felt left out there, Donnie.
You didn't ask him how excited he was, that's why.
I'm sorry, Limits. I know that you'll be there as well.
Our friend Jake of Southside Plumbing and Heating brings us the Bechtold Breakdown for today. Aaron Donald is returning to Pitt. He'll have his number retired by the Panthers. And also, Joe, he will be the celebrity guest picker for ESPN College Game Day. Did they get it right? This is the original thought that I had. It just made the most sense with Donald. Who would you have liked to have seen be the celebrity guest picker?
Huh. you can't go wrong with Aaron Donald. Are you kidding me, Limits?
Right.
It's a great pick.
It is a very good pick.
Now, I mean, Tony Dorsett also, it's the 50th anniversary, I believe, of his 303-yard game against Notre Dame. I don't know if he's coming in for the game or not.
Rumors are he is.
Can't go wrong there either. Those are two of the greatest players in Pitt football history. But yeah, Aaron Donald, what a stud, huh, Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to Pitt guys, to me, it would have been Aaron Donald, Tony Dorsett. If you want to throw Dan Marino and Larry Fitzgerald into that conversation, any of those four. I mean, did you want to see a former Pitt legend, or did you want to see like an actual celebrity from Pittsburgh? Austin, what do you prefer on that show?
I would rather have it be a legend of the school.
Me too.
You know, somebody that, you know, like Donald, like Larry Fitz. Donald makes the most sense because he's getting the number retired, and it just ties into the whole entire day. Like, LeVar Arrington was the celebrity guest picker when I was up there for Penn State, Oregon earlier this year. Like, they had Keegan-Michael Key last year. I don't really know if I like that. But with Pitt getting game day back, I would have liked to seen them try to bring two people on. But I know that's kind of out of the realm.
I also wonder if they will try to get somebody that has Notre Dame ties involved. Like, do they reach out to Jerome Bettis or something, who was a Hall of Fame Steeler? He was a Hall of Famer at Notre Dame.
Now Donnie's thinking, huh?
And I know from like a celebrity aspect. Like, if Shane Gillis pops up on Saturday, I wouldn't be stunned at all wearing his Notre Dame jacket.
The boss would have made sense to just try to connect the city and Notre Dame and all the above, but I think the Pitt
maybe
people would have gotten
annoyed. Maybe Joe Montana. He doesn't like coming back to town, though.
No.
Why does he hate coming back to town?
Heard things like that.
I mean, that's kind of strange
to me.
That's
a good question. Oh, limitless wonder.
Yeah. Well, Pat Narduzzi, he sparked a controversy earlier this week by talking about, is this a must-win game for the Panthers?
Absolutely not. You know, it is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not an ACC game. You know, I gladly get beat 103 or 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can.
Well, nobody asked what Urban Meyer thought of this, but we'll tell you anyway. Urban on his Triple Option podcast said, that's AI. He didn't say that. No.
That's a good
BS.
Quote.
He didn't say that. That's AI. That's that fake stuff. What the hell are you talking about? I talked to him, and that's a great coach, man. Intense sucker. I'm telling you, it's AI.
Donnie, the more I think about it, I don't care what Narduzzi's intentions were. Can you imagine Urban Meyer saying that at Ohio? Anybody, any other coach saying that? Whatever the context is, hey, you know what? We're playing Notre Dame, the highest profile school in America. But you know what? We could lose 110-10.
I can't even imagine a lot of high school coaches saying that, Joe. Like, they're playing a non-section game that happens to
right.
be big. I mean, like here's a game, for instance. Now, it ended up being a game that wasn't too far off, but like Pine Richland when they play Central Catholic, or Pine Richland when they play North Allegheny.
Right.
And the game really doesn't matter. It's just a rivalry between both of the schools. Like, I can't imagine any of those coaches involved, who were all great ones, going into it and saying, like, hey, guys, I don't care if we lose this one by 100 points. What matters is the next two. But, I mean, we dove into that quote to start the show. I think it was an off-kilter way of taking the pressure off of his team and pushing even more on Notre Dame, but probably a thought that would have been better left inside.
But the more I think about that, Donnie, you're trying to get to the college football playoff here. Supposedly, or at least desiring to be, a college football player, right? Like, you want to be a player and get somewhere. Welcome the pressure. Bring it on. Never, ever say, hey, we could get beat up by 100 in this one. The next two are the big ones. It's Notre Dame.
Because you also want to have more and more games like this.
Yes.
You want to have a big time feel, a big fight feel around your game. You want to have the game in town that people are upset that they're missing or they won't be able to watch on TV. I mean, I'll be completely honest. Given the Saturday schedule that I usually have, that Austin usually has, you know, some of us are out calling, you know, Division III football games. We have a big high school day tomorrow. I'm normally not all that affected that I am missing a Pitt game or missing the start of a Pitt game that I can get home to and watch
right.
The second half of. I'm upset I can't watch that game tomorrow.
Me too.
In real time.
I'll see the first hour of it before I go on the air at 1.
One of the most incredible quotes anybody's ever heard. To his credit, Narduzzi said he was, I'm trying to take the pressure. Well, I guess to his credit, I'm trying to take the pressure off. But he said, I said it in a clumsy way. Just,
yeah.
It was a quote. Nick Costos had the quote ready, for God's
right.
sakes.
In the backdrop of College Game Day, with the city in the background, I tweeted it out. Ryan Rosewear of Pitt gets the credit for that. Oh my gosh, it looks cool. I think it's the best backdrop we've ever seen for College Game Day. Looks pretty sweet. Next, the Pirates have announced that they are going to give away on April 18th a Paul Skenes Cy Young bobblehead. Now, one of the big controversies last year when the line was wrapped all the way to downtown, shout out my friend Blizz, friend of the show Blizz, Donnie, you know him.
Yep.
Helped out with my Paul Skenes bobblehead. He pointed this out to me, that the bobblehead has legs, and last year's bobblehead had no legs, and it was a huge, huge talking point for Pirates fans. The bobblehead didn't have legs.
Oh, now that means the line for that game will be starting right outside of our building. It'll run from Green Tree all the way down to the ballpark.
That's just a side point. The bobblehead that the Pirates put out there, it's Skenes in a black Pittsburgh script jersey with the Cy Young Award on the bobblehead. That's April 18th.
I kind of like that idea, actually. Don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they're going to get a ton of people for that game. I don't even know. Do you have it up who they play on April 18th? Like, if they happen to also play a team that either has a big following or is close by. Like, last year it was a perfect storm for them, that Paul Skenes bobblehead, because it was a Saturday game, a 4:05 first pitch, which is, you know, I think, the best time on a weekend, certainly a Saturday, to start a game. It was very good weather, and they were playing the Cleveland Guardians, so people made that easy trip
yeah.
in, and they got an easy, you know, almost 40,000 in there, and plus there were people lined up for miles down the road to get this bobblehead, whether they stayed for the game or not.
It is a Saturday against the Tampa Bay Rays in
okay.
the middle of April.
So, not a team with a great following, but, I mean, you get a Saturday, like, 4:05 game, and if the weather is nice.
Maybe Chris Archer throws out the first pitch.
Shane
Baz.
What
if they brought in Chris Archer, Shane Baz, Tyler Glasnow, and Austin Meadows to combine on the first pitch?
That would be legendary.
Archer could throw it to Meadows. He'd hit a homer and then rinse and repeat. That would be tremendous.
And the other two guys would strike him out.
Neil Huntington could announce it. Thank you, Limits.
So I have one more quick one because I am angry, Donnie. I am angry at the voters for the American League MVP award.
Ooh.
This
Ooh.
Was Cal Raleigh's award that he should have won, man. The greatest season ever by a catcher in Major League Baseball history. Aaron Judge had a great season. I'm not trying to dispute that. But Raleigh, who also is a gold glover at catcher, hit 60 home runs, has more RBIs than Judge, is definitely more impactful to his team than Aaron Judge is to the Yankees. Cal Raleigh single-handedly took the Mariners to Game 7 of the ALCS and was just a couple of innings away from going to the World Series before George Springer hit a monstrous home run. I think that Raleigh was robbed and was absolutely deserving
oh,
of
on.
The MVP.
Come on.
Robbed.
You can want and think that maybe he should have won it, but Aaron Judge became the third player in the history of baseball to win a batting title and hit 50 home runs.
Wonderful. How many catchers hit 60 home runs in a season before?
And he joined Mickey Mantle and Jimmy Fox. I respect the opinion that you think Raleigh should have won, but I don't respect the idea that this is some kind of outrage and he was robbed, Donnie.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Judge is going through an all-time run, and, you know, outside of home runs and runs batted in, I mean, he was the best in baseball in so many different categories. The guy hit 331 on base of .457. Slugging was almost .700. OPS was .1144. OPS plus was .215. I mean, listen, I was in the same boat as you, Austin. Like, it would have been cool to see Cal Raleigh win, because that may be, like, I don't think we're ever going to see Cal Raleigh do that again.
No, it's not going to happen.
So
I think they respected him. I feel bad, too. I love that guy. I love watching him. And I would have been okay if he won, but I wouldn't have voted for him.
I think
the voters respected him. It was 355 to 335 with all those points.
Yeah, it was very close.
Donnie, you just mentioned it. Limits. Judge won the batting title in the American League, and he topped the majors in on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and obviously OPS by a huge margin. He was the best hitter in baseball.
Isn't the MVP award supposed to be the player that is most valuable to their team?
All right, then give it to Skeens.
If you take Aaron Judge off the Yankees, they still have Cody Bellinger, they still have Torres, they still have an electric lineup. If you take Cal Raleigh out of the Mariners lineup, I think it partly falls apart. Sure, they have Julio Rodriguez and Eugenio Suarez for half the year.
Where are the Tigers if he got rid of Skubal?
That's why Skubal won the Cy Young.
Why not the MVP then?
He got MVP votes, but he's not a player that plays every single day. That's why Skeens didn't win
an all-time great player having an all-time great season for a really good team. I don't think should be penalized for that.
I do think that definition does help a player like Cal Raleigh, but you could also make the same thought, I feel, for like, okay, if you took off the Dodgers, they're still going to be a great player or a great team because they have so many other guys, but the guy is just so overwhelmingly good. And listen, I do feel for him because Raleigh's never going to have a season like this again, and there's a very real chance Aaron Judge just does this again in 2026. Very quick note, by the way. Somebody shot this to me on Twitter, and a thank you to RobDog039 on Twitter. They do have more than one special guest tomorrow than just Aaron Donald on that program. Tony Dorsett and Jerome Bettis.
There you go. There we go.
Very nice, Donnie.
Nice one, Donnie.
Thank you for letting me indulge you in the Bechtel breakdown.
That was a great breakdown.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.